Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can we say glory to God? How great is our God? Name that is above what? All name. Worthy of all our praise. Amen. And our heart will sing. How great our God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, tonight we are going to talk about Jesus and his reason for coming. Amen. And this is why we are still doing what he said. Oh, 2,000 years ago, he announced his reason and the angel announced his arrival. And then when he got into earth, he began to tell the people his purpose for coming. Amen. Amen. And he accomplished everything that God wanted him to accomplish for our salvation. Amen. And we are saved. We are saved. We are saved. And 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 there's nothing the devil can do about it. We're saved. Hallelujah. He tries all of his tricks and all his stuff, but we that have been saved, we're saved. Amen. And the thought we want to talk tonight, I don't know how far we're going, but there's so much about his coming and then him gathering together, bringing forth a band of believers that will do the same thing he did. And there have been so much stuff trying to keep us from doing this, but thank God there's a fire. Amen. I said, thank God there's the fire of the Holy Ghost. There's the power of God. And Luke 19:10, the Passion Translation, Luke 19:10. You see it? The Son of Man has come to do what? Seek out and give life to those who are lost. What did the Son of Man do? He come to seek out and give life to those who are lost. I'm come to seek and to save that are lost. And if this is not on the top of the list in our going forth, everything we do, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Everything we do should be based around seeking out, getting the gospel to those that are lost. Amen. Praise God. And if this one miracle, which is the greatest miracle that can happen in any individual life, is to get born again. And God had been accused of a lot of stuff. And the tricks and the schemes is to turn men away from God and to keep them in a place of bondage and darkness. And this is why we do what we do. This is why we pray. This is why we fast. This is why we seek the faith of God. This is why we preach and teach. This is why we do this. Because if men are going to escape eternal damnation, they must hear the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said in Romans 1:16, y'all can go ahead and put that up, I can give that to you. But we're just going to talk about why he came. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the what? Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to a few that believe. Oh, everyone. So that eliminates picking out certain groups and colors and nationality and all that kind of stuff. Our job is to take the gospel to the world. Amen.
Amen.
We're to take this gospel to all our generation. And so he said, I'm not ashamed of it. And if you're ashamed of it, the power won't work in shameless. I said, the power of this gospel will not work if you're ashamed of it.
Amen.
You must be bold to proclaim this gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Why did he tell us to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? And then because if you're not told, if nobody ever told me, I wouldn't have never known,
Amen.
Right? If nobody ever told you, you would not have known or heard of this good news.
Amen.
Amen. Just like, and I don't know why it's such a mystery to people, how do people learn how to do bad? They just up and do bad. But we'll accept people learning bad things and expect them to do bad things a whole lot quicker than we expect them to do good things. But you know, the environment, the teaching, the upbringing, and all the stuff they're around, that's how they learn. Precept and example, right?
Amen.
So, let's get back to this. The Son of Man has come to seek in us and to give life to those that were lost. And this gospel, I'm not ashamed of it because it's the power of God. And unto salvation to the Jew, salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Then in Romans 3:23. For what happened? For all have what?
Sinned
and come short of the glory of God. How many have sinned?
All.
Every one of us. And so that's why Jesus came to bring salvation, to preach this gospel to those that are lost. Look at the commission. And now we're going to read these and from Matthew and Mark. He commissioned the church after he had been raised from the dead. After he conquered death, hell, and the grave, after he conquered the enemy in every way, he commissioned the church. That was 120 that were gathered in that upper room when he was getting ready to ascend and go to take a seat at the right hand of the Father. There was 120 in that upper room. And he commissioned them, and he had to deal with their unbelief. Some of them said he's risen. They didn't believe it. But finally, when he got them together, they sent them back to the upper room. They was in the upper room. And this is what he did. And just before he left, this is the commission he gave.